around in these parts. Sorghum was the main syrup, and you know that is grown, the sugar cane is grown, and they make sorghum with.
I thought of you the other night when we were talking about Senator Ervin. Did you happen to hear him on television?
Who?
Senator Ervin.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story that he told about? I just thought of it when you mentioned sorghum. I thought,
well, I said, yeah. Well, I heard it. And I've been hearing that tale ever since I can remember.
It is an old story.
Yes, and it was told here that it was a little Negro boy that said, "Mammy, why'd you ask me to say more laces? He ain't had no laces yet." Because they called it laces more than they did more laces.
Well, I wasn't sure whether that would endear him to you anymore.
No, I just don't like Sam Irvin. And he may be all right, but I don't like him.
Well, I did have to laugh not only at that story, but at the way he told it. I thought, well, I must ask Mrs. Steed whether
I had any molasses.
Molasses, right. What I was wondering is would people say genuine in place of artificial, or how would they describe something that was not artificial?
They would either say genuine or pure. A lot of times they'd say this is pure. So-and-so instead of, there's no imitation about it.
Was that an important consideration in selling things in the store?
No, we sold what we called, what they called Eco Brand syrup, and it usually had on the thing, you know, whether it's imitation or pure.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And if they brought it in the store, they'd say this is pure sorghum.
Mm-hmm. How was things like sugar and lard and molasses, how were all those things sold?
Most of the flour and meal were in barrels and half barrels, and the lard was in cans. Didn't have many buckets, and I remember we were glad when buckets of lard came out. And
but if something had to be actually dipped out or filled by the grocer, that was considered selling lard.
Well, now we never did, the only time we ever did sell lard like that was during World War II, you know, when we were supposed to give, we'd buy the big hogsheads and they'd have to bring the containers and we'd take them one at a time, and Bubba and Frank and Jean would fill them. But as while I was growing up in my daddy's store, they just had the lard in the cans and then barrels and half barrels of meal and flour.
What was that process called if you had to weigh it out of the barrel rather than sell it prepackaged?
You didn't sell it prepackaged. You sold half a barrel because when we married,